Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
And welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? We have been talking business all year, Monday through Friday. Actually, I think this starts our fourth year of doing Talk Business with Howard Radio. On iTunes, there are over 300 radio shows. They only keep 300, and that's the limit. And they absolutely eliminate the ones on the bottom. So if you have some time over the holidays, if you're off, if you want to gain some business knowledge, just go into the archives and you can pick a subject, and I'm sure that there's something valuable there for you. But today, let's talk about 2014. Yes, 2014, not 2015. 2014 isn't over yet, but it soon will be. So let me ask you, have you talked to your accountant? Have you talked to your CPA before the end of the year? Have you called them up and have you said, Mr. CPA, Ms. CPA, please tell me, what do I need to do to have the best possible results for my taxes this year? Because once you go past December 31st, it's too late. It's not going to happen. And if you don't do it today or tomorrow, you may not be able to get your accountant for the next few days, because the next 2 weeks, because they may take the time off. They may be getting ready for tax season, and they may think that they're going to rest up. So let's talk to our accountant today or tomorrow. Really important. And let's look at what we've done in 2014. You know, in business, we're always looking at the past, the present, and the future. What happened in the past that we need to change? What happened in the past that we need to endorse and do more of? What do we need to do in the present that's going to help us become more successful, and what future plans do we have? So when we're looking at 2014, we want to look in that mirror of business, the one that's going to reflect everything back to us, and we really want to think about what happened in 2014. Where did we make progress? Where did we change so that we were more successful? Where didn't we change? What did we do that put us on top of the game? What did we do that did not? What situations did we handle well? What didn't we handle well? We need to openly and critically review ourselves as to what we've done so that we can have a great 2015. Business is not being about static. It's not being about doing the same thing and just being on a level plane. It's always about doing it better, growing, and making sure that we're doing some more business, that we're trying to be more profitable, that we're handling our employees, our coworkers better, that we're getting the best out of our vendors. It's always about doing more. But to do more, we need to reflect on what we've done. If we don't reflect on what we've done, the chances of doing better, well, they're not great. We'll just repeat the same thing that we did over and over and over again. And as I always say, while a company is doing the same thing that it did over and over again, the competition is just breathing down your neck. There's nothing more they would like than to take your business. Hey, they'd like to give themselves a nice present for 2015, and that's take your business away. So we need to make sure that we're not only looking for new business, we're not only coaching our employees, we're not only looking for the flaws in the business that we can correct, but we need to be in touch with those customers. We need to let them know that they are appreciated. You need to call the key customers, even if you're not your own salesperson, and go, "Hi, this is Howard. How are you? Gee, I'm so grateful that you've done business with us. What can we do in the future to help you even more? What can we do better?" Let them know that you care. We want to retain the business. We don't want some salesman going in there promising them the world and leaving an opening for them to close the deal and get us pushed out. Let's look in that mirror of business. Let's see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if we do that, 2015, we'll get off to a good start. And once we get off to a good start, well, there's no reason why the momentum will not carry throughout the year, because we're going to be doing the same thing all year long. We're going to be looking for what's not right with the business. What employee is not handling it in the right way? How can we help them? This isn't a negative approach. This is a positive approach. When you hit that door in the morning, when you walk in, you should say to yourself, okay, I've got to stop and think here. What's working and what's not working? What do I need to do to improve my business? What's the things that I need to take care of right now? What will make it better? How do I create a culture that's going to have people be self-motivated, that will want to succeed, not just because they have a job, but because they enjoy doing what they're doing and they like serving people? They like doing it better. They want that feeling of self-accomplishment. This is Howard LeWinter in 2015. There's the opportunity to have it be the best year it's ever been, and you need to start thinking about how to do that today. And you know what? I always look forward to talking business with you, and especially in 2015. Now, we'll be doing a few more radio shows, and then, of course, we're going to take a Christmas break here because, we want you to get rested also so that you can get prepared for 2015. This is the time to spend some time with the family if you can. This is the time to take a little more time off. Normally, we want to work. We want to work those long hours. We want to be productive. But take a few days here for yourself. And, this is a certainty. I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.